Last time we were together on the pastor study, we began to look at the two witnesses that are going to be on this earth during the tribulation. And we started to look at some things about the two witnesses, and then we haven't as of yet, but we're going to identify exactly who these two witnesses are, again, using the Word of God. So we're going to continue our study on the two witnesses as we continue our study overall on the tribulation. And of course, the title of this study is called Things to Come. We've been looking together at the next prophetic events on God's calendar. And I hope it's been a blessing to you. And when we conclude this study, these audio cassette tapes will be available. I'll put them in nice, if you'd like a set, nice vinyl folder, and I'll send them off to you. So before we begin today, to continue to study about the two witnesses of the tribulation, let's go to the Lord together in prayer. Dear Lord, again, we just thank you for the opportunity to come together on the pastor study to open up your very inspired, infallible, inerrant words as you preserve them in this good old King James Bible. And Father, we pray as your word goes forth that you'll use it for your honor and glory. I pray your words would encourage and lift up the saint of God. And I do pray for the lost soul or souls that are listening today that have never trusted Jesus Christ, that have never trusted his shed blood alone and nothing else to pay for their sins and to give them a home in heaven. I pray this would be the very day of their salvation. And again, we ask it all in your son Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Let's look at some other things about the two witnesses before we identify them. We left off and we were about to see that these two witnesses have no respect. And the reason I say that, we need to turn to Revelation chapter 11 and look at verses 8 through 10 of Revelation 11. And we read this. And their dead bodies, the context is the two witnesses, shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people, in kindreds and tongues and nations, shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. So we see the people of the earth will rejoice when the two witnesses are killed. You see, these two servants of God are considered troublemakers by the people of the earth. They are not even given a proper burial, but are left to rot in the streets. But it doesn't end there, praise God. The next thing we want to see about the two witnesses, these two have a big surprise. Again, Revelation chapter 11, in verses 11 and 12, we read this. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. You see, while the news cameras are focused on their dead bodies lying there in the street, while the people are rejoicing, these two all of a sudden will stand up alive. And then these two ascend up to heaven while the people watch. My goodness, what a scene that will be. We see people excited and joyful and rejoicing over the death of these two servants of God who were faithful in their preaching a man of judgment to come. We see that while their bodies are lying there in the middle of the street, they'll stand up. While the people are rejoicing and partying in the streets, their bodies will stand up, and then they will ascend up to heaven while the whole world watches. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah, for that. And now, we want to identify who the two witnesses are. I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the two witnesses are Elijah and Moses. And I want to show you why. I want to show you from the scriptures how that we know that Moses and Elijah are the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11, verse 4. Now, go back to Revelation 11, 4. And it says this, These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. So, the two olive trees, the two candlesticks are referring to the two witnesses. Now, I want you to remember the two olive trees that I mentioned here, and we want to do some cross-referencing. First, I want us to turn to the book of Zechariah. Zechariah with me. Zechariah chapter 4. In Zechariah chapter 4, beginning in verse 11. Then answered I, and said unto him, What are these two olive trees upon the side of the candlestick, and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again, and said unto him, What be these two olive branches, which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me, and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Now look at in verse 14. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. See that in Zechariah 4, verse 14? That stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Now, we're going to cross-reference this to the book of Exodus, chapter 33 with me. We have to go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 33, in verse number 21. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33 in verse 21. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. See, here we have Moses standing before the Lord of the earth. Not only that, but look at Elijah in 1 Kings. In 1 Kings chapter 17, in verse number 1. 1 Kings 17, verse number 1. And notice what it says here about Elijah. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, here it is, before whom I stand, there shall not dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. So we see, not only does Moses stand before the Lord of the earth, but also Elijah stands before the Lord of the earth. Now, we saw in Revelation chapter 11, verse 5, that fire proceedeth out of the mouth of the two witnesses and devoureth their enemies. Amen. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 11 in verse number 5. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Now, so we see that they had this special power for fire proceeding out of their mouth to destroy their enemies. Now, let's cross-reference to 2 Kings. 2 Kings with me. Chapter 1 of 2 Kings. See, we're given proof or evidence that the two witnesses are none other than Moses and Elijah. Now, in 2 Kings, chapter 1, first and verse 9, Then the king sent unto him, that's unto Elijah, a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill, and he spake unto him, Thou man of God, the king hath said, Come down. Look at verse 10. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And then in verse 11, again also he sent unto him another captain of 50. With his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. So we see then, when King Ahaziah sent 50 captains to get Elijah, and he did this twice, fire came down both times from heaven and consumed them. So we see then, we see that Elijah had power to send fire on his enemies, just like the two witnesses will have power to send fire on their enemies. Now look at also a cross reference to Moses in Exodus chapter 9. Exodus chapter 9 with me. In Exodus chapter 9, look with me at verses 22 to 24. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. So we see also, we see here in Exodus chapter 9, verses 22 to 24, it talks about Moses bringing hail and fire down on the earth. So again, the two witnesses during the tribulation will have the fire, will have the power to have fire proceed out of their mouth and devour their enemies. And we see back in the references we looked at that both Elijah and Moses had the same power. Now, let's look at some other things. Again, we're identifying scripture with scripture that the two witnesses of the tribulation are Moses and Elijah. Let's look at something, a third thing. We saw, first of all, that both these men, as it mentioned in Revelation chapter 11, stood before the Lord of the earth, and we saw references that both Moses and Elijah stood before the Lord of the earth. And then we saw that the two witnesses during the tribulation will have the power to send fire upon their enemies to devour them. And then we saw that both Elijah and Moses also had this power. Now, in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, Revelation 11:6, we see that the witnesses had power to keep it from raining. Now go back to Revelation 6 so you can see this. Revelation chapter 11, verse 6. These have power, referring to the two witnesses, to shut rain, to shut heaven. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Now, let's look at some cross references. Look at in 1 Kings again. 1 Kings chapter 17. And verse 1, we've read this before already, but look at what it says. Elijah is speaking to the king of the northern kingdom of Israel, Ahab, and he says, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. So Elijah tells Ahab, according to my word, I'm going to shut heaven from raining, from having rain come down on this earth. Looking in James chapter 5, James chapter 5 in verse 17. It says, Elias, that's Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. So we see then, Elijah had the ability to shut up the rain, to keep it from raining. Just like the witnesses will have that same power during the tribulation. Now, we read in Revelation chapter 11, verse 6, not only did they have power to keep it from raining, but the witnesses had power to turn water into blood. Let's go to Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7 with me. In Exodus chapter 7, in verses 19 and 20, concerning Moses now. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, take thy rod and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in the vessels of wood and in the vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord commanded. And he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. So just like the witnesses had power to turn water into blood, we saw that Moses back there in the book of Exodus also could change the waters of Egypt to blood. Now, if we look at Malachi chapter 4 and verses 4 to 5, we're going to see that both Moses and Elijah are mentioned in the last book of the Old Testament, before the Lord comes back at the second advent, which the book of Revelation is dealing with. And you're going to have Moses and Elijah show up. Amen. And we'll see in verse 5 of Malachi 4, specifically says Elijah will show up before the second advent. So let's turn to the book of Malachi. In Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. One last thing we want to point out that identifies who the two witnesses will be, Elijah and Moses. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 17. And Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 3. Let's read those together. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. So here in Matthew chapter 17, in verses 1 to 3, it's talking about the Mount of Transfiguration. And the Mount of Transfiguration is a look into the future at the second advent. And we see the resurrected and glorified Moses and Elijah with the transfigured Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if we turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 28, we read, "Verily I say unto you, that there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." And what Jesus said to his disciples here was this, that some of them who were there with him will see me coming before you die. And three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John. James and John were brothers, the sons of Zebedee. Got to see the Lord's second coming. Amen. We read in Matthew chapter 17, verse 1. It says, "After 6 days." Now the Bible tells us a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. So, after 6,000 years of history, the Lord is coming back, the second advent. Amen. And the saints of God, the church, will be coming with him. Now, Matthew 17, verse 2, we read, it describes how the appearance of Jesus at the transfiguration. "And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light." Now notice, compare that with what is being said in Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, in verse number 2. Malachi 4, verse number 2. "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness," and the Son of Righteousness is a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, "but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." The Son, S-U-N of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ. And on the transfiguration, amen, and it described the way Jesus looked there on the Mount of Transfiguration, his face did shine as the sun. And of course there, at the transfiguration, was the resurrected and glorified Moses and Elijah. So that's why we see in Matthew 17:3, we have Moses and Elijah mentioned, and we see them. They are the two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11, the two witnesses of the tribulation. Well, that's all the time we have today on the pastor study. Again, I hope this study on the next prophetic events on God's calendar has been a blessing to you. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the pastor study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.